boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Obataya takes on Noel McCallion. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount+ subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
Now it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Omari in Hoboken. Omari writes, I met a woman at our homeowners meeting and she asked me out, but she's out of my league and off limits because she lives close to me. It's probably not a good idea, but I want to see what's up. Is that a terrible idea or should I go for it?
Well, I'm assuming he's married.
Yeah.
That's what I'm assuming.
He didn't say that.
Ain't a lot of single dudes live nowhere where they got a homeowners association. Mm-hmm. Ain't a lot of single dudes going to homeowners association meetings. It just ain't a lot of dudes. Now, women, yes. Dudes, no. So you done took your little marriage self down there. You didn't want to put that in the letter. And you say the problem is she stays too close. Which means it's going to be hard for you to go over there without your wife seeing you. Dog, this has disaster written all over it. Ooh. This got disaster written all over it. Now, Uncle Steve going to advise you to ignore this, get this out your mind, and go home. That's my advice to you.
Good now, advice.
But because you in your 30s, go on over there and see what's happening.
What?
Yo. So you can learn this lesson the hard way. Because, see, sometimes you just can't tell people about it. I'm told him what he need to do.
Yeah.
I strongly advise you, bro, let this go and go home. But you 30-something. You done wrote a letter. It's on your mind so heavy, and you ain't got nobody to even run this by. You might even be in your 40s.
Yeah.
But see, you ain't had nobody hit on you in a long time.
I was going to say, is it because she asked him out? Is that
yeah, and you're thirsty. Thirsty.
She's thirsty because she asked him out? Really?
He thirsty.
Oh, he's thirsty. Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right. Moving on to Celeste in Tacoma. Celeste writes, I got married when I was 19 and it didn't last but 1 year. I got married again when I was 25, and that lasted 5 years. I'm only 32 and on my third marriage. Any advice for me?
Yeah, this probably going to last 7 years.
And you came
that's
up with that
advice.
Number.
That's a prediction.
I'm just basing on the ratio you've been fighting, but I've got 7 on this one. I got 5 on it. Yeah.
Is she picking wrong?
Not necessarily. Yeah, you've picked wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the first time you shouldn't have been nobody's wife. This 19 is just 19. Too young. You don't even know you.
Right.
The next time you was 25, you still ain't really got you all the way together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is the first still time young. you could know who you are. This could last, though.
At 32, yeah.
Yeah.
Put the work in. Put it in. Mm-hmm. Put the work in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe marriage counseling. Yeah. All right. Going on to Thurman in Montgomery. Thurman writes, my daughter-in-law told my wife that I make her uncomfortable. My bad, but if she comes around me in her tight dress with parts of her fat belly out, I'm going to look at her. Trust me, it's not in a lustful way. Should I bust her bubble or not? He
bruh,
says, trust me, it's not in a lustful way.
Bruh. Come on, man. Wait, you so far out of line, in this letter.
Yeah.
Trust me, if she walk in front of me with right there, bro, what you talking about? Bro, you so far out of line with this.
With part.
And trust me, it's not in a lustful way. Okay, well, what you staring at her for?
What way is it?
I don't know.
Is he disgusted because her belly is fat? I mean,
but you make her uncomfortable, and she just said that to your wife, bruh.
He's just in there, just
bruh, you gotta do something completely different because this is on you.
Yeah, he's
this
out
is
of
on you. How she walking around in front of you and all this here, bruh, this on you, bruh. You finna okay. All right, let me tell you what's getting ready to happen. Oh, whoever this woman is you married to, you finna lose her.
Oh.
Unless you change your... This all... Bruh, you got to take accountability for this one here.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to get that. My bad.
Bruh, you sitting up in here talking about if you come in front of me dressed like this and you got your stomach out, I'm looking
look
at her,
her,
but trust me, it ain't in a lustful way. What, bruh, how...
What way is bruh. It? Is, yeah.
Man. Hey, man, let me just say this right here. There's some real, real mixed up people out there who are on the verge of stupid, who really have convinced themselves that they okay. But when you write a letter into somebody who's not connected to it and can hear it for what it is, I'm telling you, bruh, you not okay. You out of line on this one, and this one don't sound right. And right now, it sound like you make the girl uncomfortable.
Well, that's what she said, yeah. And then he's going to ask, should I bust her bubble or not? What?
And so she told the wife, his wife.
Yeah.
She didn't tell her husband because that's
right.
his daughter-in-law.
Uh-huh.
So obviously her husband is his son.
His son, yeah.
So she didn't tell her husband.
Right.
She told the wife, her mother-in-law.
Mm. What? I'm not understanding something.
What? Yeah, this is his daughter-in-law. So she's
right.
married to his son.
Right.
And the daughter-in-law told her mother-in-law.
His
that
wife.
Her husband makes me, your husband, my father-in-law, makes me uncomfortable when I come around.
This is his son's wife?
Yeah, yes. She is
her. Oh, dog, you way out of line. Oh,
yeah.
You way out of line. Oh,
yeah.
Oh dog, you even further. This your boy's wife.
Yeah. Your son. His son.
So she good and grown.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said my daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
She's married.
But see, but I don't know why I heard stepdaughter. I don't know why I was thinking it was just the daughter of the woman he's married to.
No,
this is the daughter that's married to his son.
He said my daughter-in-law.
She done told the father, oh, dog, I don't know how you looking at this woman.
Mm-hmm.
But you out of line, partner.
Well, he said not in a lustful way.
Okay. Why is she uncomfortable, Dad?
Yeah. He says she has tight dresses with parts of her fat belly out.
And she told his wife, her mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. That she's uncomfortable.
And the mother-in-law told her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Probably stop looking at her like that.
Bruh, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you how crazy that is.
Yeah.
And then he says, not in a lustful way, should I bust her bubble or not?
No.
You sit down.
It's dog. There's no way to bust her bubble for what?
Yeah.
This your son's wife.
Yeah.
If your son ain't got no problem with how she dressing, why you got a problem?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount+ subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.